time. We know you'll get stuck on us. Let's go.
And welcome to Gorgon Gorgon Podcast. Every time will be a Gorgon time. So, for our Gorgon or study room, we are going to be going through this bilingual reading material for learners of Korean culture in 100 keywords. This book is by Cho Yong-hee, Han Yoo-hee, and Cho Hae-yong. So I chose for us to go through this book because I think it's just a really good text. It has lots of cool stuff in it, many different topics. It has various levels. And since so many people are learning Korean, want to learn Korean, I thought this would be a good place to start because it does have 100 keywords.
Yes, it does have 100 keywords, and 100 is... It's very long, and this book is very long, so you could probably read it every day if you wanted to.
Okay, so on the back it says, learning a language is the starting point of finding a culture. This book has been developed with a clear purpose of guiding the learners of Korean using 100 keywords that encompass Korean culture. Accordingly, the book has divided text by difficulty, indicated by an asterisk, and use vivid and concise text to thoroughly explore Korean culture's various aspects, which continue to this day. In addition, the book will allow the users to find the deep undercurrents that individually integrate many things, including Korean televised dramas and dolmens, K-pop and pansori, Hallyu and Confucian ideology, Buddhist remains, and cutting-edge science. In particular, living images and cultural texts will allow the learners of Korean to become immersed in the Korean culture, thus helping them to learn words and grammar in a positive manner. Okay, so 100 interesting facts, I guess. This book is quite long, and we're not sure exactly how many lessons we should do each session. So just today, our first Sunday coming up with the Gongbubang and our first real weekend on the Gojam podcast, we want you, Honey Pots, to... not be overwhelmed. So, please do comment down below any questions you may have throughout. If you are joining us via YouTube, then you will have the list up on the screen. Once I get to the keywords, you will also have, the text. I will put the text on the screen as well. So you'll be able to view everything, the Korean text anyway. I will not be putting the English text, unless Koreans would like me to do that. Right now, I just didn't think I was going to, my plan was not to put the English because I figured most people are going to be, either native English speakers or English as a second language speaker. So, they would, not need the English text. But guys, if you do want the English text, please let us know. Lily will be reading the English text to you, and I will be reading the Korean text. So, our first lesson is, our first section, actually, it's called Sangjingmul, and that is symbolic icon.
Hey, I'm supposed to.
Oh, sorry.
Symbolic icons.
So, the first lesson is Hangul. Yes, so that is going to be the first thing we are reading. We could go through each lesson and read all of the topics in that section, but I think it would become too long and probably take up too much time from your day. We want you guys to
so you can watch this video, but also so it won't take a long time. So if you have anything else you have to do, like your mom, I'm telling you to take out the trash, and you said that you would do it later after you watch this video, then you can just do that when you're done.
Yes, we just want you to, enjoy the time, as always. And, so let's jump into it. So this first section said Hangul.
Yay!
And it has some cool Hangul written on it, little image. So I will read this. I will say that I am not that great at reading numbers, so please do bear with me.
Also, I might have, maybe I will have some stuttering because, sometimes I stutter while reading.
Yeah, so this is also a way for me to improve my reading and Lily to hopefully get better in her area of stuttering.
Again,
yes. So, let's get started. First, we are actually starting with the keywords. So, the first word is hangul.
Hangul Korean alphabet.
Next, 글자.
Letter character. It sounds like on podcast, 글자.
Yeah, it does sound similar to 글자, but it's 글자, everyone. 글자. Next, 조선 시대.
The era of Joseon Destiny.
Dynasty.
Oh, dynasty.
That's right. Sejong Daewang.
King Sejong the Great.
Taemyeonghada.
To invent.
Hanja,
Chinese character.
Saeyonghada.
To use.
The verb with jiman.
Leave.
Yes, verb, comma, but. Taekseong.
The people.
배우기.
To learn.
어렵다.
To be difficult.
그래서.
So, therefore.
쉽게.
Easily.
So, verb with 어려울 수 있다.
Can be, it is possible to be. Makes no sense.
V is verb. So, it's a verb word. So, verb is an action. And in Korean, verb is 동사. Okay? So, 비, 노력.
For being, to be.
Yeah, so that's verb with ing, to do something else. So, verb 노력. And then, 세 글자.
세 letter.
만들다.
To make.
혼민 정금. In 이라고 부르다.
To call him.
위한.
For.
바른 소리.
Correct slash proper sound.
In 이라는 뜻이다.
To mean and.
처음에.
At first originally.
모두.
All.
자.
Letter.
자음.
Consonant.
Consonant.
A consonant.
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 And that was 자음. Next, 몸.
Vowel.
인만.
Only in.
In is now. 남아있다.
To remain.
발성기관.
Local organ.
본다다.
To be designed slash modeled after.
하늘.
Heaven, sky.
땅.
Earth, ground.
모양.
Shape.
기본.
Basic.
과학적.
Scientific.
독창적.
Unique.
외국인.
Foreigner.
That's what we are.
Half foreign, half Korean.
No, you're totally Korean.
I'm also half alien.
Yeah, you are. You're wicked.
Alien.
Yes. I think Akmu would like it. Okay, guys, there's also going to be two questions that we will be reading after we read the Korean part.
So will it be like a quiz?
It is a quiz. Yes! So we will let you know when it is the good quiz time.
The super cool quiz quiz will be after we're done with reading this stuff.
Alright.
When we're close to the end of the video.
Well, I will start.
한글은 한국의 글자이다. 1443년 조선시대 1392년부터 1910년까지 세종대왕 1397년부터 1450년까지 이 탐영했다. 그전에는 한자를 사용했지만 백성들은 배우기가 어려웠다. 그래서 세종대왕은 백성들도 쉽게 사용할 수 있도록 새 구좌를 만들었다. 그리고 그것은 흥민정금이라고 불렀다. 흥민정금은 백성을 가르치기 위한 바른 소리라는 뜻이다. 처음에는 모두 28자였지만 지금은 자원 14자 모 10자로 24자만 남아있다. 자원은 사람의 발성 기관을 본다고 만들었다. 모음은 하늘 like a circle, 땅 like the underline, 사람 computer L의 모양을 본다고 기본 모음을 만들었다. 과학적이고 독창적인 한글은 외국인들도
맞아요.
쉽게 배울 수 있다.
Alright guys, so we will read the questions to you, and then we will read the English, and at the end, we will see if you know the answers to the question.
Yes.
Okay.
Stay tuned for that, and stick around if you really want to do it.
Alright, so you can be thinking about it, since we just heard the Korean, and see if you can answer it before we get to the answers in English, okay? Ah, so the cool, good quiz time. Let's go. Alright, number one.
흥민정금은 무슨 뜻입니까?
흥민정금은
Now, what does it mean? What does it mean, guys?
Yes.
So you have to be thinking about it in your head what you heard from the passage.
Also, no cheating. If you cheat, then you
can't. No, they're different now. In the dub, they'll probably rewind it to see. You know, you guys can go back in the podcast.
Oh yeah.
And listen to that part again. Say, oh, what was the answer? And so number two.
세종대왕은 왜 한글을 만들었습니까?
Why did King Sejong the Great create in Hangul? I don't actually know why.
You don't know why? He said it. So, Lily said she doesn't know why. So that means she wasn't really paying attention to her mother reading either. Actually, I learned this in my KIIP program, which is the Sahae Tonghap program here in Korea. It is a government program. And I actually learned about that, and that was actually on one of the tests. So, Lily, now it's your turn to read the English.
Yay! Hangul is the Korean alphabet. It was invented in 1443 by King Sejong the Great, 1450, during the Joseon dynasty, 1392 to 1910. Before the invention, Hanja, Chinese characters, was used. But it was difficult for the ordinary non-elect people, elite people to learn. That is why King Sejong the Great created new characters for easy use by the people. The new alphabet was called Hunminjeongeum. Hunminjeongeum really means the proper sounds to teach people. Originally, it had 28 letters, but only 24 letters remain at preset, consisting of 14 consonants and 10 vowels. The consonants were designed after human vocal organs. The basic vowels are designed after the shapes of heaven.
The circle?
Earth.
the underline.
I already learned about this in school, by the way.
Oh, good.
And human.
And looks like the lowercase l on a computer.
Well, both scientific and unique hangul can be easily learned by foreigners, too.
Hello, that's me. I'm the foreigner. All right, bye. So, did you hear the answers to the question? So, once again, the question number one was,
what does
gum
mean?
So, the answer is, gum literally means the proper sound to teach the people. Or, bekhangul kaduchi du wihan paran suri. And then, number two, 세종 대왕은 왜 한국을 만들었습니까?
Why did King Sejong create Hangul? And the answer to this one is...
Oh, am I for Santa?
Yeah.
he created the new characters for easy use by the people, and as you already heard, it was called Hangul Jungle. So, he wanted it to be used by everyone, for ordinary people as well. So, he says, 그래서 세종 대왕은 백성들도 책을 사용할 수 있도록 새 글자를 만들었다. So guys, that is all for our first 글자 공부다.
Wow, that's it already?
Yeah.
So are we going to do one just like every time we do this?
It's up to the people. So actually in this section, which was the, hold on, let me go see what it was called again because I forgot. In this section, the Hangul symbolic icon, there are actually 10 lessons in this section, but I feel like if we did all 10 at once, it may be too much. So maybe we could do 2 or 3 in one lesson. And I want you guys to really understand and, you know, ask questions if you have it. You know, if you want to see the vocabulary longer or, you know, anything, just let us know because we do want to help you, but also we are helping ourselves as well because if you heard Lily reading at first, she started off stuttering quite a bit, but after maybe the second sentence, it got better. And I think that with her reading more in English and Korean, that it will be better. Oh, and I do want to tell you the asterisk on the Hangul one was only 1 star. Lesson 2 is like 2 stars. Lesson 3 is 2 stars. Lesson 4 is, or 5 is 2 stars. Lesson 6 is 3 stars. So there are higher levels and they do give you all that vocabulary. If you would like us to, like, if you want me to type out the vocabulary in the description, you know, just let me know all the things because I do want to be as much assistance as I can to everyone as well because this is helping me study and I'm helping you study because I want us all to win and I want us all to be able to.
And this is helping me with my stuttering.
Yes. And, you know, we can all help each other. So, guys, with that, we hope that you had it. Good time and keep on listening. And we know you're gonna get it. All right, guys, and that is all for today's podcast. And we hope you enjoyed our good time, Bongo Bob. And we hope to see you again next Sunday. Well, maybe Saturday for some of you, right?
Yeah. Because some people live in America.
Right. So, and with that, good time win out.
And Grudge and Lily out!
So, let's keep on buzzing. Bye, Honey Pot!
Bye-bye, Honey Pot!
We hope you'll be buzzing about us.
We hope you'll be buzzing about us!
Alright.